Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 442, and today we are going to bring you 15 myths and facts about cavities. All right? Now, this is from WebMD, and they actually interviewed some folks from the American Dental Association when they did this story, and I wanted to make sure I gave props when props are due. It's a wonderful day. Hope you've looked outside because it's a gorgeous day, and hopefully it's a gorgeous day where you are. It's always a gorgeous day in my head because I am one of the more positive people you'll meet, and I think that's just the only way to be. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. Also, if you would go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome, and the website is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. All right, and then let me let you know that all of the episodes I've ever done, all 441 of them, and then after today, all 442, are available at thereasonswesmile.com, complete with video. So we actually stream live on ustreamtv.com, and then we later put those videos on thereasonswesmile.com. Okay, so as I mentioned, today we're going to give you 15 myths and facts about cavities. The first one is, and then these are kind of like little questions, so you can guess, is this a myth or a fact? Sugar is the only thing that causes cavities. Is that a myth or a fact? What do you think? Well, let me give you the answer. The truth is, it is a myth, and here's why. Acid produced by bacteria in your mouth is the cause of cavities. Any carbohydrate that you eat can start that process. That includes sugar, as well as rice, potatoes, breads, fruits, and vegetables. So it's not just sugar, but it is part of the process, and that when you eat other things, eventually your body will process the sugars that we take in, and that could be fructose, you know, like fruit sugar. It could be honey, but eventually it is formed into sugar, and that's what the bacteria use, and it's the acid that they give off that causes tooth decay. Okay, so that's pretty important. And in fact, sucrose, which is what sugar is a simple sugar. And because it's already been processed, already been refined, it's much easier for bacteria to use it. They don't have to break it down into the components that are sugar. They have to, if you give bacteria complex carbohydrates, it has to go through the process of breaking it down into sugar. If you just give it sugar, it can start eating it right away and eating at your teeth, which is something you don't want. So it is a myth that sugar is the only thing that causes cavities. All right, number two. Acid causes tooth decay. Obviously, that's a fact. Acidic foods can break down your teeth's outer shell, which is the enamel, and weaken the tooth and make teeth more prone to decay. The bacteria responsible for tooth decay produce the acids. Eating acidic foods often throughout the day, such as juice and soda, can enhance that process. So, my recommendation is go light on the acid and practice good oral health care. Now, what we wind up with in this instance is people not realizing that they are putting acid in their mouth. So, for example, soda pop. This happens a lot. People drink a can of pop. It can be diet, it can be caffeine-free, it can be clear, caramel color, whatever. But if you drink it, and you drink it down within 5-10 minutes, that's the way to go. Because if you don't, every time you take a sip of a soda, you decrease the pH in your mouth to be more acidic than your stomach. So, the stomach juices are very acidic, as we all know if we've ever thrown up, and that eats at teeth. So you want to make sure that you don't put acid in your mouth, and if you do, you don't do it all day. And so the way to do that, take your soda pop, drink it down, or your lemonade, drink it down. And you might even chase with a glass of water or a swig of water, okay? That goes a long way to prevent the acid erosion that you would get. Okay, number three, is this a myth or a fact? Kids get way more cavities than adults. What do you think? I think the obvious answer or the most common answer might be that it's a fact, but it's not. It's a myth. Thanks to fluoride in tap water, we've actually cut decay in school-aged children by half in the last 20 years. On the other side, cavities in senior citizens are on the rise because medicines that dry out the mouth, and by the way, dry mouth makes it more easy to get cavities because saliva is kind of like that natural cleansing fluid. And so since those drugs reduce the saliva, they can't protect the teeth as well. Okay? Makes sense, right? I think it does. In fact, I know it does because I see it every day. All right, so just remember, and by the way, it's not just because of decreased saliva. I think a lot of adults have decided, tooth decay is a thing of the past. I don't really need to brush that much or that well. And so you don't, and then guess what? You get cavities. And I get questions all the time as from people saying things like, well, how can I have a cavity? I've been coming here every 6 months for the last, 5 years, 6 years, 20 years. And it's like, well, we only get two cracks at you, if we're lucky. You come twice a year, we clean your teeth, my hygienist does, Christine, and we take x-rays, every bite wing x-rays once a year, full series every three, and we say, hey, John, you have a cavity, and it's like, well, how could that happen? It's like, you know how that happened. You weren't brushing thoroughly. You weren't doing it as much as you should have. And when we see someone in the chair and they sit down and all these teeth are covered with plaque, well, it's not a big surprise to us that you have a cavity. Okay, so just because you're an adult doesn't mean you don't get cavities. In fact, you might have been one of the people thinking that this was a fact that kids get more cavities than adults, and it's not. It's because we have done a good job at preventing tooth decay in kids, and so adults actually get more. All right, number four. Is this a fact or a myth? Aspirin next to a tooth will help a toothache. Okay, what do you think? Aspirin next to a tooth will help with a toothache. I'm sure you've heard this, probably known maybe an aunt or an uncle said, oh, yeah, I have a toothache, just put an aspirin there. This is a myth. You have to swallow the aspirin to get the benefits of aspirin. Since aspirin is acidic, it can burn your gum and the tissue, right around your teeth, and it causes a painful ulcer if you place it next to a tooth. So here's what happens. You burn your gum, and you don't think you have a toothache anymore because you're so focused on the burned gum. That's really the way it works. It really is. So don't put the aspirin next to the tooth. Swallow it will help a little bit. But if you truly have, what we know of as a garden variety toothache, that usually means your cavity is deep, you're approaching the nerve, which means you're approaching a root canal, and just placing an aspirin next to it on the gum is not going to do anything. It's not, folks. You need to get in, need to see a dentist, call my office if you want to come to me, but sitting at home with an aspirin next to it does not help. All right, so keep that in mind. Now, let me just kind of recap, because as you know, we do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day each week, and I like to make it as easy as I can because it's early for a lot of people, and for others, they're just busy and distracted, and so they forget when I gave the answer, afraid to call in because they don't want to have the wrong answer. So let me just recap. The first four that we've given are, one, it's a myth that sugar is the only thing that causes cavities. That is that's a myth. It's not just sugar. It's number two, acid causes tooth decay, and that is a fact, all right? Number three, kids getting more cavities than adults, that's a myth. Adults actually get more. And four, putting an aspirin next to your tooth is not good. It does not solve the issue. It just causes a burn in your gums, okay? So let's go on to number five. And, oh, you know what? Before we do that, I'm thinking, well, we're close enough to where it's time to go to our question of the day. So let's do this. Remember, you're going to have a chance to win. Now, it's not going to be free flowers this week. It's going to be a free burrito or a taco or a bowl or whatever they do at Chipotle. It's one of those three things, right? You can do a burrito, you can do a wrap, you can do a taco, I think it is. Okay, so you're going to have a chance to win one of that. Okay, but before we do the question, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right. And as I mentioned, the winner is going to receive a coupon from Chipotle. And I'm looking at it. It says, bring a friend into the Clintonville Chipotle at North High Street in Dominion, and we'll hook you up with buy one, get one burritos, bowls, tacos, or salads. Okay? Now, here's the question. I'm trying to make it easy for you, and that is, is this a myth or a fact? And that is that sugar is the only thing that causes cavities. Okay? Is that a myth or a fact? All right. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line. We have Susan, Ebony, June, and David. And during the break, I flipped the dice. It came up number three, which happens to be line three, which is June. Hey, June, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. And is it a myth or a fact that sugar is the only thing that causes cavities?
It's a myth.
That's right. Did you know that in advance?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. Well, doesn't hurt to hear it again, right?
Yes.
And so, June, what do you do for a living?
I work at PNC right around the corner from you.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. That's great. So it'll be easy for you to come by and pick up the coupon then.
Yes.
You want to do that? Just come to the office?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. We'll have it there Monday afternoon, noon. And it's 4308 North High Street, okay?
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. So, Ebony and Susan, And David, please tune in again next week and try to win next week, okay? But I really appreciate the calls, guys. Okay, so we're going to get back to today's show, which is 15 myths and facts about tooth decay, about cavities. We've given you four so far. And if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 442. And if you are the first-time listener, you've missed about 441 episodes, and you can go and listen to them and watch them at thereasonswesmile.com, okay? They're all available there. And if you'd like to tune in live, you can see us now on ustreamtv.com. It's U with a U, not Y-O-U. And just tune in, type in either The Reasons We Smile or Dr. Kvitko, and you can watch me do the show. I'll wave to you, okay? All right, so like I said, number five, myth or fact. All fillings will need to be replaced. That's actually a myth. Fillings do have a life expectancy, but it depends on things like tooth wear and, you know, oral hygiene, how well you take care of your mouth. But if you keep up with your dental routine, your dental visits to me and other dentists, you're less likely to have problems. And your fillings are probably going to last longer. But I've actually seen pictures of like one silver filling was in somebody's mouth for 63 years. I've seen others 48 years. And the reality is if you take care of things, you may not ever have to have it replaced. So don't just like not brush because it's going to have to be replaced anyway. Take good care of your teeth, okay? And they will take care of you. I didn't even make that up. I think somebody else did. All right, number six. Is this a myth or a fact? You'll know when you have a cavity. Oh my goodness, you've heard me talk about this if you're a longtime listener. You will not know. That is a myth. Sometimes you'll know, but by the time you do, it's usually spread to larger parts of your tooth, and it's going to be a root canal, an extraction. It's more than just the kind of thing you want us to find at a routine filling, at a routine visit, okay? Timely checkups, though, we can catch cavities before they cause pain, which means we're preventing hundreds of dollars, maybe thousands of dollars of expense if you come on a regular basis. Now, I had, just this past week, I think it was a gentleman, he'd come in and we spotted a little cavity. And I always take pictures, especially when it's small. And again, because people, especially if you're coming on a regular basis, you want to know, wait a minute, how could I have a cavity? Well, let me just tell you that the little pits and grooves in your teeth, they're smaller than the width of a toothbrush bristle, which means they're definitely smaller than my Explorer. And so we're not always able to determine that there's a soft spot until it gets just a little bit big enough that the Explorer will get in there and we can feel the stick. So once we know that, once we know it's sticky, then we can go in and numb you up and take care of it. But I always take a picture of what I see when I get in there, the brown stuff that's in there. And then I also take a picture to show people what it looks like now that I've removed the decay. And I think it makes everybody feel better. It makes them feel like, okay, I really had a cavity. It's not just making it up. And secondly, I think it's good for you to see it because it's like, wow, that went into your tooth like 4 millimeters. Okay? And we may only have 6 to 7 between me and the nerve. All right? So that's where we prevent the other problems. Okay, here's another one. And again, if you're just joining us, let me just make sure I'm giving props to the source of this. The source was, it was written by Tracy Brown of WebMD. And it was also some folks from the ADA were interviewed for this, all right? So the next one is number 7, factor of myth. Once a tooth is treated, the decay stops. What do you think? Let me give you a second to think about that. Once the decay has been treated, the tooth's been treated, the decay stops. That is a fact, actually. Once you get a cavity filled, the decay at that spot will not progress. You'll have to get a whole new cavity to have another filling in that spot. But that area, which is why it's so important for me to get all of the decay out, and I keep scraping and playing with my instruments, not playing, but working hard with them. And it's kind of like rust. If you get it all off, and I mean all off, with sandblasting and resandblasting, it won't come back, not that spot. But if you don't get it off, boy, the rust is coming through the paint almost before it dries, you know? Anybody that's seen that knows what I'm talking about. So you can get a cavity elsewhere on the tooth, but that particular spot, you'd actually have to, it would be very difficult to get a cavity there again. First of all, your filling is going to be there, going to be blocking it, the new filling that we just placed. So anyway, yeah, that one is a fact. Okay, let's go on to number 8. Number 8, fact or myth. Cavities are more likely between teeth. Okay, what do you think about that? More likely between teeth? Think about it. You do all that chewing, which means all the food is sitting down in all those grooves and things. But that is actually a fact. That's the weirdest thing, isn't it? It's a fact. And you would think about, you know, in between the, here it is. It's like between the teeth, if you're not flossing, those areas aren't really getting clean. And so, see, we can brush the biting surface of our teeth, but unless we're flossing, we're not cleaning those surfaces. And so anywhere bacteria can hide that you can't or aren't able to reach with a toothbrush or floss, it's likely to be a place for decay. So you want to make sure that you're flossing for one and that you're using rinses, mouthwashes, chlorhexidine, you know, anything you can do to get in the areas where you're not able to brush to prevent the tooth decay. All right, it looks like it's time for us to go to another break. So we've covered 8 so far. Let me just recap. The second 8 were you'll know when you have a cavity was a myth. Once a tooth is treated, the decay stops is a fact. All fillings will need to be replaced. That's a myth. And then cavities are more likely between teeth. That's a fact. Okay, you're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, episode number 422, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. We are giving you 15 myths and facts about cavities, and we have covered 8 of them, and that points out to me I need to get on the ball because we're going to run out of time, and I have 7 more to bring you. So I'll try to go through these next 7 a little bit quicker and save my commentary for later in case I have the time. But if I don't, we'd be good. My producer wouldn't be mad at me for pushing him to the end. All right, number 9. Clenching and grinding may lead to cavities. Is that a myth or a fact? That is a myth. However, it's not far from a fact because cavities come from acid-producing bacteria, but clenching and grinding are among the worst things you can do to your teeth. With normal chewing, teeth touch for a tiny fraction of a millisecond, which causes little stress, but clenching and grinding put a huge amount of pressure on your teeth. The strain can wear away tooth enamel, leaving it more vulnerable to decay. Also, clenching and grinding can cause the gums to recede, exposing the roots of teeth, and roots are more prone to decay. So that's a very interesting one, isn't it? It does kind of in a roundabout way, but just in and of itself, clenching and grinding doesn't cause tooth decay. But when you wear off the enamel and you expose the dentin, now that's more able to get cavities. Number 10, gaps in teeth lead to cavities. That is a, what do you think? Myth. Bigger gaps are easier to clean. So as long as food doesn't get stuck in the gap when you eat and thereby deposit bacteria, wide spaces are less prone to decay. Keep an eye on small gaps, though, because food gets stuck in there. And once it's stuck in there, it just sits there and the bacteria eat it. And when the bacteria thrive, they put off acid. And that's exactly where flossing will clean it out, because you want that out of there. Now, when we do our fillings, if we don't do them just right, and there's a gap and you catch food, that's a big problem. So we have to really, really try. And many of you, I know I have done this, and maybe to some of you, have discovered that we'll do a filling and we'll test it with the floss. And it's like, I don't like that flossing contact. I need to fix that. I need to redo it before you leave. So now you're late, but we want to make sure you leave with a good filling. And the same with the crown. I had a gentleman come in, go to seat his crown. It didn't really have a good snap through contact with the floss. It actually fell in too quickly, which means food would fall in too quickly. And so I took it to the oven and I baked it and I added on to the width. So when he was leaving, the flossing was just right. All right, so we want to make sure. Okay, fact or myth, chips and cracks in teeth lead to decay. That is a fact. Cracks and chips create a home for bacteria where your toothbrush won't reach. This can hasten decay. So we recommend that you use a fluoride mouth rinse, and that'll help get to the hidden spots. But you also need to get those little chips fixed, because that way you will have a smooth surface, an area where bacteria can't rest. Okay, because I have people all the time, I'll say, well, let me go ahead and fix that. They'll say, well, it's not bothering me. I go, well, it's not that it's bothering you. It's that it's not good to leave that. You're either going to catch an edge and chip it more. You're going to get a cavity there. It's going to get stained. It's going to look bad and become cavity ridden. Okay, number 12, sensitivity in teeth means you have decay. That is a myth. While cavities can cause some sensitivities to cold and sweets, not all do. Other things might be making your teeth hurt, but it's definitely not, for example, meaning you can have that deep cavity that is a root canal or an upcoming root canal, right? Number 13, myth or fact, cavities are the only reason for root canals. That is not true. That is a myth, because if you break your tooth off, you know, a tooth is damaged, you get popped in the face with a softball or something, you're going to need a root canal in that one too. And an unfilled cavity can lead to a root canal, but so can other things like clenching and grinding and trauma to a tooth. All right, 14, babies can't get cavities. That is a myth. Primary or baby teeth can get cavities that spread to other teeth if left untreated. And that's an important one, folks, because a lot of parents don't know babies can get cavities, and they don't brush, they don't pay attention. And the last one, you have to brush, floss, and rinse to prevent cavities. Is that a fact or is that a myth? I'll give you a second. You probably don't need it. That's a fact. That's a fact. You ought to know that. Absolutely. Prevention is the key. You need to remove bacteria from teeth. Brush twice a day with a fluoride toothpaste and floss and rinse daily. If bacteria are removed from the tooth or from the mix or from your mouth, then you can't get a cavity. If you have bacteria but no food for them to thrive on, you can't get a cavity then either, unless you have a lot of acid, which we talked about earlier. All right, so that actually pretty much brings me to the end of the show. How about that? We made it. We got it all in. Good deal. My producer's happy, unless I don't stop talking soon enough here. So let me say that's all the time we have for today. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Okay? Be sure to join me next week and every week right here on your favorite station. I have more time. How about that? I was too quick. Okay, good. Then let me just mention that I'm going to be at the Audubon Park this July, 1st for the fireworks. And so I'm going to have my rolling studio. So feel free to come on up and say hello. I'm going to actually be doing some interviews with people that are there. We're going to tailgate. We're going to have fun. It's at the Audubon Park. I understand thousands of people come to this, and I was invited by the park ranger when I did a show from there about birding. And so we're going to come by and see me. I'll be all set up and say hello and be interviewed for next week's episode. All right. That is all the time we have. Be sure to tune in next week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.